You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
By leprosy. So now just imagine a Hatan, Ken Yirvo.
Amen.
The Hatan, Ken Yirvo.
Amen.
So now all of a sudden, in the morning, he notices he has a spot on his hand. So what should he do? Chatan. Chatan. The Chatan?
Yes.
No.
He should not say anything?
No.
Why?
Because he has a very high level right now.
No. He
has
to go see a Kohen.
He has to see a Kohen? So he should inform the Kohen or no?
Yes.
Even if I let know the Kohen, he doesn't pronounce it fine.
So the Kohen will not come visit him. Yes?
I think he comes visit him in private.
Private? Or he shouldn't?
He doesn't pronounce it fine.
But before we get to that, how would it be that Kohen has the sign of the leprosy, because it says that the chatan mechaparim lo et kol avonotav, so all his avonot was deleted.
Yes.
So now, if he is afflicted by the leprosy, so that means something went wrong.
Yeah, after the chuppah, he has
chuppah. After the chuppah, yeah?
Yeah.
After the chuppah is deleted, not before.
After the chuppah or under the chuppah?
Under the chuppah.
So now, how come he has leprosy then? What happened? What happened?
After the chuppah.
So probably he said Lashon Hara about his in-laws or something. Could be. No, but the point of matter here is, The Kohen, when he finds out that the Chatan has a leprosy, so he's not going to come and check him. So that's very strange thing, because when he has leprosy, is it Tahor or Tami? It's Tami, could be, yeah, it's Tami. So now the Kohen is not going to visit him, right?
Because with his word he can cancel it.
Because he become Tamei also.
The Kohen? No, it doesn't become Tamei.
No, he's himself, because of his respect. He's a Chatan. He has a high level of...
High level?
Yes.
He's a king.
Fine, but he just became a Chatan. Fine.
In the Torah he said he has a...
No, with his word the Kohen can cancel it.
Well, you know, they say Chatan kemo melech, but not, you know, just they want to, you know, give him some type of feedback, encouragement, you know. No, the coin is not going to come. No, it's very simple understanding, because he's having a simcha, he's not going to ruin his simcha, that's it. Yeah? Because he is going through the simcha. So now, just imagine if the Kohen comes and announces that he is not tahor, so what does he have to do?
He has to leave the house.
You have to go to quarantine. Yeah. So now here, it's a very interesting point, that even Yamim Tovim, the Kohen is not going to come visit those that they have a leprosy. Even Yamim Tovim. So that means Kohen's office is closed.
So in Sukkah, the 7 days of Sukkah,
somebody gets Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, yeah. Yamim Tovim is
canceled.
It's not cancer. It's not, no. Tahor. It's not tahor. But here, it's not going to cause that the simcha of the Yom Tov or the simcha of the Chatan Kala will be ruined. So here is an interesting point that even though that is the case that the Torah says that he has to be checked, and then if the Kohen recognizes that the sign matches the sign of the impurities, right away he has to go through the process. So now here we see an interesting point, and that is, as when we see somebody sees the leprosy, how does he inform the Kohen? What does he say? How does he, you know, send him a text or call him up? It says in the Torah. Just imagine, you notice this white spot on your body. Fine, but how do you tell him? What do you say?
No,
doesn't say that. No. You didn't listen to the Raya Torah? What were you doing? Taking a nap? No. What were you doing? So he says, Kenega Nir Ali. What does Kenega mean?
Like I saw.
No. It seems to me. It seems to me that is a son. So what does it mean? It seems to me. Why he has to say like this? So now here we see a very important point. That actually, Tosafot is teaching us, when you tell the Kohen, you know, this is a nega. So there's a big chance that, let's say, when you go to the mechanic, you say, my car, the
engine is not working. That for sure is not charged.
The gas filter is broken. Right? Fine. What is the mechanic is going to think of you?
Simple. That you know what's going on.
That means?
Yeah, the mechanic.
So that means? That means you don't have manner. You're not going to go to mechanic and say, my gas filter broken. You say, my car doesn't start. You tell them the symptom. You don't tell them the problems. But you know, you're not going to go to the doctor and say, I have an infection over there. Who are you to tell such a thing to the doctor? Doctor has to tell you what the problem is. Yeah. And not only that, when you go to the mechanic and you tell him the gas filter is not working, so now, even though that is working, so now he's going to tell you it's not working. And even though you don't have that infection, the doctor says, you know, you put the word in my mouth, you have an infection. Sometimes the doctor doesn't know what to tell him. This will make it so easy because, you know, I was thinking what to tell him, you know what to tell him. So now, exactly, you hit the spot, yeah. So here, one point here is, first of all, that the Torah Tanya is teaching us, who are you to tell him, you know, that you have such a, you know, signs? Kenega, seems like to me. That's the principle of the manners. And not only that, the Torah Tanya is teaching us, when you see nega, then becomes the nega. That means when you word it as whatever that you feel it is, then that's what's going to be. But when you say kenega, that means it seems like, so then maybe not. Why? Because the principle here is that you have to learn, don't verdict matters on yourself. And that's what happens to us. So how are you feeling? Excellent. Even though maybe it's like, it's not excellent capital E, but when you say excellent, it becomes capital E. But if Chas v'Shalom, some people say, what do they say? How are you feeling? What do they say? Could be better. Hashem said, could be better. That means you establish your circumstances, your status, exactly what comes out of your mouth. So now here, the point of matter here is, we're not going to ruin the simcha. He's tameh, but Kohen is not going to visit him. And this is a very, very important point. We have to very, much cautious that you don't say everything at any time. You don't react the way you want at any place. Because every place has its own thing. It's a simcha time. And you see, Tzvi Tzvi is teaching us what a beautiful point. You know, it's very interesting. People that invited to the wedding, can you vote?
Amen.
When they come back, they're fighting. But wasn't you went to the wedding? Otherwise, you know, you did this, you went this, you went that, you know, you did this. Well, supposed to be simcha time. You know, they invited to places, and then you see in the car when they're coming back, scream, they're fighting, they're arguing. What happened to you? Why? Because you don't realize that this is not the time you're supposed to argue. And you see, to the extent that Tosha is teaching at Chatan, leave him alone. Yeah, he's Tameh, but it's Sheva Brachot, Yamim Tovim. You're not going to check somebody that is Tameh or not Tameh. That means to the extent that even though in a severe case of, you see what the process they had to go through, we keep our joy and happiness. And that's what we should always have in mind. Even though that there are things that to be corrected, to be fixed, you have to wait, find the right time, and then take care of it. And it's good. Shabbat Hashem. It's probably like Yotano.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.